China does like to publicize its Olympic success. So far, Chinese athletes have won the most medals in the Olympic Games. But what about the countries that haven't picked up any medals of yet, such as our neighbors to the north? Canada has yet to win a single Olympic medal. Simon Beck has noted this. He writes for Canada's Globe and Mail newspaper. Now, you have been writing about Canada's struggling Olympic athletes. You've gone so far, Simon, as to write the top 10 reasons why Canadians should not worry about the medal drought. Let's go through some of them. Would you like to start with number 8?
Number 8. So what if Togo has a medal and we don't? Their healthcare system is terribly underfunded.
I like that. It's one of my favorites. Number 7.
There's no way Celine Dion will need to lip-sync at the opening ceremony in 2010.
Unlike the young Chinese girl
there.
And,
of course, that's going to be in Vancouver, so...
Oh, I see. So that's why Celine Dion, you think, is going to be doing the opening ceremony.
Well, I would assure you, she's royal family here.
Yeah, okay. So let's flip fast to number 3.
That Canadian fencer who opened a can of whoop-ass on herself last night when she lost was far more entertaining than any medal ceremony.
Now, for those of us who are watching coverage that focuses mostly on Americans, tell us about that Canadian fencer.
She is she's actually my favorite Olympian so far. Her name is Shireen Sharm, and she caused a big fuss because she was a legitimate medal hope, and she lost in her very first fight or bout or whatever they call that. And she was... shall we say, rather rude, very loudly. I was looking at all the comment boards on our website at the Globe and Mail and on the others in Canada, and she was coming under fierce attack for being un-Canadian, not losing with dignity, and pretty much letting the country down. But you know what? I like it because she showed passion.
I see. So even if the Canadians lose, you still want them to be good sports about it.
Well, that is the general feeling here, yes.
All right. Go to number 2. Again, this is number 2 of the top 10 reasons, according to you, Simon Beck, why Canadians should not worry about not winning any Olympic medals so far.
Yeah, I think this is the most valid one, and that is there's plenty of time to give Michael Phelps Canadian citizenship before the 2012 Games in London.
Michael Phelps is your best bet, huh?
I think so. I think he's probably our only bet.
All right, number 1. The number 1 reason why Canadians shouldn't fear the medal drought.
3 words. It's only sports.
It's only sports.
And that's pretty much the general feeling here. But I think it's fair to say that this whining about Canada's failure to win any medals happens every time there's an Olympics. However, it's particularly bad this time because, you know, 6 days in now and we do not have one medal. And there are many, many countries above us, such as Kazakhstan, Mongolia, Togo, you know, Lithuania, to name a few. And, of course, this is making us feel very inadequate.
Well, you always have Celine Dion.
That's right, and she's the champion of everything here.
Simon Beck, reporter with the Globe and Mail newspaper. He's been writing and blogging about the Olympics. In fact, we'll make a link to his website through ours, theworld.org. Thanks, Simon.
Well, thank you.
We stand on God, we stand on God for thee, oh Canada, we stand on God.